Hello, good evening.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us, sir.
Well, back up again. Opinion on what?
Mm-hmm. On issues facing the community. It's mostly environmental issues, sir. For example, the first question does ask, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
How many questions are in the little survey?
The survey is really quick, sir. It takes the most like 8 to 9 minutes. I'll be very quick, sir. Mm-hmm. That's what I was asking you. Are you a legal resident?
Well, first of all, you're kind of presumptuous there and not even asking me if I really want to do it and just continuing like that. So I don't like that. But I'll listen to a few of them. I may not hang in with the whole thing. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, sir. All right, so that was my first question. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sir. And in your words, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The biggest issue.
Uh-huh. Like, for example, economy, taxes, education, healthcare, those type of stuff? Uh-huh.
I think the Democratic control right now of the state.
Okay, no problem. All right, and moving on, sir, to you, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, sir? Like to you.
Cheap energy would be the most important issue. Cheaper energy.
Cheaper energy. Okay, sir. And to you, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Facing us? I don't think we really have any, you know, huge ones. So, nothing really.
Okay.
We're fine.
No problem. Well, using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, and poor, sir, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? For example, agricultural and farming. Would you rate that as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I'd say excellent.
Okay. What about electric utilities? Would you rate that as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Definitely excellent. Excellent.
Okay. Okay. And mining, sir, how would you rate the environmental performance? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
All right. Refining, how would you rate the environmental performance? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What are refining what? What are you speaking about?
It doesn't indicate, sir, but that's okay. What about medical manufacturing? How would you rate the environmental performance? Would you call that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
How does that have anything to do with environment?
That's okay, sir. The survey doesn't specify. And okay. Forest products, sir, how would you rate environmental performance? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
For what?
Forest products.
Forest products? I'd say
mm-hmm.
Really good.
Really good. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know is, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? For example, environmental groups, sir, would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just quote-unquote environmental groups?
Mm-hmm. How would you rate, well, the job?
What group are you talking about? Can you name one? Or, I mean,
oh, it doesn't
groups.
Uh-huh, it doesn't specify a specific one, sir, but it's
okay,
just...
Okay, I'd say the groups that are full of, you know, doing environmental stuff are poor.
Poor,
I think
okay.
They're more ideology than reality.
No problem. What about county land apartments? How would you rate, you know, how they're managing forests and natural resources? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
What about the U.S. Forest Service? How would you rate, you know, how they're managing forests and natural resources? Would you say excellent, good, just okay? And forest and timber industries, how would you rate, you know, the work they're doing in managing forests and natural resources?
I'd say excellent.
Okay. And Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, how would you rate how they're managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Say good.
Okay, and moving on, sir, thank you so far for your responses. How important do you feel the forest products industries, which include wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Do you feel it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, if you live in northern Minnesota, it's probably extremely important. So
okay.
I'd say very important,
okay.
Whatever the top one was.
Okay. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industries will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it's very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I'd say in the overall state, significant.
Okay, well, would that be very or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Okay. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place, or would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I'd say the same as harvested. I think it's
okay. No problem. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I have no idea. I don't know.
No problem. And moving on, sir, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Would you say a yes or a no?
I'd say yes.
Okay. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive impact, a negative impact, or no impact?
I think a positive impact. It creates new forest regeneration, so...
No problem. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Would you say a yes or a no to that, sir?
That's okay. It's possible. I say, yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
Yes, okay. And do you feel it's accessible to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Or would you say a yes or a no to that? A yes or a no to that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know is some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fair.
Okay. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'd say yes. People do it all the time.
Okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'd say no. We have nuclear and natural gas.
I understand that. Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry, sir? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Would you say a yes or a no to that, sir?
No.
Okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. And, well, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, sir, or a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy, sir?
That's the same question asked in a different way. I'd say just a, you know, the not the top one, but the second one down, you know, significant.
Yes, a significant component of, yes. Okay, thank you so far for your responses, sir. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you support or oppose, sir?
I'd support that.
Okay. Okay. And moving on, thank you so far for your responses. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment and use in either timber harvesting or in the forest product mills. So Wisconsin's investments create public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. So would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
I would oppose it the way you phrased it. I mean, I support them educating people, but you added education, healthcare, child care, and all this other bullshit. No, I don't support that bullshit, but I do support them training people to get into the industry.
I understand. So you said
so that's a bullshit. That's a bullshit question. If you, you know, you mean to divide it up that way.
That's okay, sir. Well, we're almost done, sir. I'll be very quick. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, I just want you to tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. We're almost done.
Thank you. That'll help.
Okay, this first one says, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of the producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach of people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Would you support or oppose that?
I would absolutely oppose that.
Okay.
I think equity in that bullshit should be thrown out the fucking window. That's ridiculous.
Sure. Okay. What about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues?
Oppose. Bullshit. Okay. That has nothing to do with training people. And
all
there's
right.
many other state programs that do that.
What about get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Would you support,
support
or oppose
that?
Okay.
All
right.
That.
Moving on quickly, sir. Well, these last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
All right, sir. And moving on, what would you say is your age? Would you say you're 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Mm-hmm. And moving on quickly, sir, would you describe the community you live in as a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000?
Yeah, that's private.
Which one, sir? I'm sorry.
I said that is private.
Oh, okay. No problem. I'm sorry. All right. Do you consider your political views as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? For example, I have manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade, a white-collar professional service, business management or administration, retired.
White-collar professional service.
Okay, white-collar professional service. All right, sir. And moving on quickly, sir, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Yep, bye.